It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24. And so if you'll open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 24, we're going to begin reading with the first verse. So please turn to that place in your Bible so that you can follow along. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles so that you can begin to read along with me today. It's always a wonderful time to be able to look to the Word of God and enjoy this precious time together. Genesis chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put I thee, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from hence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning the matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed from all the good for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that woman go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my servant Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the man of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she says, Drink, my lord. And she hastened, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she says, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and she drew for all his camels. And the men wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bore unto Nahor." And she said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. He said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, "Thus speak the man unto me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he says, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." Let's end with the reading there, and let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please that you bless the reading of your word, bless the speaking of your word as we enjoy the fellowship over these precious verses of Scripture. Now please, Lord, guide and lead us. Those that do not know you as their Savior, that today they will come to know you. They will trust in you as their Savior today, and not put it away, not put it off one more day, but today they will remember, and today they will call upon you, and they will feel that presence of your Holy Spirit, that He is calling, and they'll respond to that. And I ask, Father, for all the rest that do know you as their Savior, that they will listen to what is said by your word today, and that will react to it, respond to it, and serve you in a mighty way. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, last time we were together, why we painted such a beautiful picture here, not such a of what was going on in Abraham's life. Abraham was old, says he was well stricken in age, and Abraham had been blessed. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things, but there was one thing that Abraham did not have. Abraham did not have a bride for his son. Abraham did not have any grandchildren, and so he was to multiply as the stars of the sky. He was to multiply as the sand on the seashore. And so when we look at those things, why, you know, we have to have we have to get started with some grandkids here first. You know, we had to get started with the children, and we know the miraculous birth of Isaac. Well, now we have another beautiful picture here, and just listen very carefully. This is just review from last week till we get down to the 21st verse, verse 22, actually, because that's how far we had gotten last time we were together. But Abraham had called his eldest servant, his servant that was in command of all that he had, and he made him swear that he would go back home where Abraham had come from and get himself a bride. And so he had to return all the way back to Ur of Chaldees, and he was to go back and bring Isaac, Abraham's son, a bride. That was the purpose. And the first thing that the servant said, well, you know, I don't know whether he asked, "Why don't Isaac just go along with me, and then he can choose his bride, we'll come back," or whether they went through this discussion here. He says, "You know, when I go over there, and if this woman will not come back with me, what shall I do? Shall I come and get Isaac, take him over, and then that way the lady will come with him?" And Abraham said, "No, Definitely not. Do not do that. There was no question about it that that could not take place. And so, as this was talked about here, well, then also Abraham said unto that servant that, you know, if she does not come with you, don't worry, because no longer is it your responsibility. It will be the responsibility, that's over with, because you have done what you set out to do. You went to find Isaac a bride. You went back home, back to Ur of Chaldees, where you were supposed to go, but she didn't want to come. And so if she doesn't want to come, then that's it. You're not responsible. But please do not take Isaac back. I refuse you to take Isaac back to the land of Ur of Chaldees again. And so we have that through here. And this servant, I believe, was Eliezer. And that may be the case, may not be the case, but I believe that it is. And I'm going to call him Eliezer as we talk about this servant. Eliezer had swore to Abraham the same request that Abraham had asked. Everything was in place, and so we load up the camels, and he had taken, the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. And for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia and to the city of Nahor. And so we find him back home again, and we've talked about this name Nahor. Remember when we looked at that here not long ago, and we reviewed this last time we were together. We find that in verse 20, and it came to pass after these things that was told to Abraham, saying, "Behold, Milcah, she hath borne children unto thy brother Nahor." And so this Nahor, the land of Nahor, over in Mesopotamia, is Abraham's brother. And we have Huz and Buz and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and then Chest, and then Hazo, and Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And then Bethuel, in verse 23, begat Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abram's brother. But we have Bethuel and then Rebekah. Now, as we look at this here, we get back into the scripture where we're located here in chapter 24, and we find that we have this name Nahor in verse 10. Well, Eliezer had the camels to kneel down here before the well and awaited for the hour to come when the ladies come to draw the water. Well, they came and drew the water, and upon drawing the water, he had already called upon Abraham's God. He had asked a request of Abraham's God, and I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. That was the 12th verse. And so, behold, I stand here by the well, and the daughters of the men of the city come out and draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Now that was the request that Eliezer asked the Lord. He says, so that I know for sure that this is the right woman, I'm going to ask if she would give me drink. But she also then will give my camels drink as well. And so verse 15, it came to pass before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Methuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran, Eliezer ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Look at her response. Drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher unto upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she says, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Isn't that a beautiful story, how that Eliezer went to do his master's command? He went to answer his master's request. You go find my son Isaac a wife. And so he comes into the land, and he bows down and calls upon the God of Abraham. And the God of Abraham answered his prayer and sent, and he did it quickly, didn't he? Now, you think quickly, because there was many days' journey from Ur of Chaldees back to the land of Canaan, Beersheba, where they were located. And so it wasn't that it was just, you know, snap of the fingers and here's this bride, because we have all this time of travel. But when he arrived, he asked the God of Abraham to assist him in finding this. He just didn't want anybody. He wanted the right one. And so he called upon God to do that. And we need to do the same thing. We need to do it right. We need to call upon our God that it be done right. And so, wonderful story here. And so then we find that she goes ahead and she waters the camels, and everything is fine. And then it came to pass, as the camels were done drinking, that the man took gold earrings of a half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels of gold. Now, remember what we talked about, that everything that Abraham possessed was at the hand of Eliezer. And so he had brought this for gifts to give to this dear lady, the bride-to-be, and said, whose daughter art thou? He wants to know, tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which bare unto Nahor. And so immediately Eliezer knew who that she was. And then she said, yes, there is plenty of room for you to lodge, and also for your camels. And then verse 26, and the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. Look at that. Isn't it wonderful that he recognized that the God of the heavens had delivered unto him the answer that he called for? And Eliezer was not coming to do his will, his own will. He was coming to do his master's will. Abraham had sent him on behalf of his son Isaac. He had sent Eliezer over here to the land to pick up the bride, so to speak. And that's exactly what has taken place here. But he bowed down and worshiped the Lord God, because he knew this was the one. And then in verse 27, he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And isn't it wonderful? And then we find a brother here is involved. Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban, in verse 29. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. And so we find that there was plenty and everything was prepared. And so we're going to end there, because that's where we intended to get last time, as far as coming and Eliezer finding the welcome being proper. He was welcome there. Laban welcomed him on behalf of Rebekah and on behalf of his father Nahor. And the Eliezer praised and bowed down and worshiped the Lord God for the answer to prayer. And so, and then it I love that verse 27. Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham. Blessed be the Lord God. Not blessed be Abraham. Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. Now, isn't that something, how that he recognized that it was the Lord God that answered that? But he, even then, he said, thank you for me. He says, thank you for my master. Now, isn't that quite a role for a servant? He isn't taking any of the credit for what's being accomplished. He isn't taking anything. He just desires with all of his heart that his father, that his master be praised and honored. And he is realizing here that his God is a prayer-answering God. Now, let's back up just a little bit here to the beginning of this chapter again, chapter 24, because I told you that we were going to take another little look at this and add some things to it, not add to the Scripture, don't misunderstand me, but we need to see the picture that is given here. Now, to begin with, we have this servant, and this servant is going after the bride, Isaac's bride. Now, Isaac, where did he stay? Where did Isaac stay at this time? Isaac stayed back home, didn't he? He didn't go back to Ur of Chaldees. He stayed back in the land of Canaan, and that's where he lived, and that's where he stayed. Now, this servant, Eliezer, this servant, he went after the bride. Isaac stayed home. The father, Abraham, he stayed home. Only the servant, the servant, Eliezer, went out to search out the bride, and then hopefully, and we haven't read that far yet, but hopefully return with this bride back home. Now, I want you to see, and next time we're together, we're gonna add more to it, and we got quite a bit of time yet today, but I want you to see what's going on here, because right now, where is God the Father? God the Father is at his throne, seated upon his throne. Where is God the Son, the Lord Jesus? He is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That's where God the Father and God the Son. They're both home, aren't they? They are both home. Now, let's see. Now, Jesus Christ had come here at one time and lived here for 33 years, was born of the Virgin Mary, lived and suffered and died, was buried and rose again. And he did all that. He was perfect. He filled every letter of the law, and all was finished and all was completed that we can have salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ because of the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. But right now today, God the Father and God the Son are both home in heaven. The servant is out doing a work. Now, who could that servant be? If God the Father would be Abraham, God the Son would be Isaac, who would the servant be? Do you have any idea who the servant would be? I do. The servant is none other than the Holy Spirit. And he is sent to go get the bride, to go get Isaac, to go get the Lord Jesus, his bride. Who is the bride today? In today's time, who is the bride? We are the bride. Believers in Jesus Christ, we are the bride. And he is gathering up his bride. And there's going to be a day when the Lord Jesus will not come back to earth. But there's going to be a day when Jesus will come part of the way back. And he will come and we will meet him in the air. And the Holy Spirit will come and will take. The Holy Spirit will collect the church, collect the bride, and bring the bride back to the Lord Jesus. Now, let's look at this. Eliezer has left his land. He's left his home. He has left his master and the master's son. Left Abraham and Isaac, and Eliezer headed towards back home, Ur of Chaldees. Now he's heading back, and I keep saying home. It's actually Abram's home. It's not Isaac's home. It's not Eliezer's home, because I think all that was gained after they had left. And so here we find that the servant goes back into what now is a foreign land, but where Abram's family is at, and he comes to collect a bride, comes to get a bride. Now, isn't that exactly what Eliezer, the servant, isn't that exactly what the servant is doing here? We have Abraham, on behalf of his son, Isaac, has sent Eliezer to go get his bride. And that's exactly what the steps and the stages that we're in right now. God the Father sent the Holy Spirit. here upon the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ said that there will be a comforter come. When I get home, we will send a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit. But that comforter is not only a comforter, but that comforter is also a collector. That comforter has come to collect his bride. And every person that's come by faith to Jesus Christ is a member of the church, is the bride of Christ. And that's exactly what's going on today. We have the collecting of the church. The bride of Christ is being collected. And isn't that wonderful as we look at this beautiful picture that we have? God the Father is Abraham, God the Son is Isaac, and God the Holy Spirit is Eliezer the servant. Now notice the role of the servant. Notice what he is doing. He is taking none of the credit for anything that's going on. He is sent with a purpose, and he is fulfilling that purpose. And when he finds the bride, and he prepares to bring the bride home, and that's where we're at over here in verse 31 and 32. He's preparing to bring the bride home. Now, when he will do that, what a wonderful picture that we're going to have. And so we'll get that another day. But when Eliezer comes, finds the bride, comes seeking, and finds, he always gives the master, Abraham, everything is directed back to him. And he even recognizes that it's the God of Abraham. Now remember, there can never be a perfect picture. It's always just a picture. And there's some things that that's one of them, because Eliezer turns to the God of Abraham. Well, if Abraham is God the Father, and then Isaac is God the Son, in this picture, Eliezer's the servant. And what a beautiful picture we have. And here comes Eliezer, and he comes asking that the will of his master be done. That's what he wants. He asks God to help him, and God does help him. But he asks for his master's will. And then when his master, when we find it here, remember the response. Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Now, look at that, how that Eliezer is coming. He is looking for the bride. He has found the bride, and he praises God for that. But it's always set to acknowledge not himself. No praise for himself. And we find that with the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit is showing us to the Lord Jesus and to God the Father, but showing us nothing of himself, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit is a servant. The Holy Spirit is here to not only help us and lead us and strengthen us, but to gather us, to take us home. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing today. And that's exactly what Eliezer is doing here. He went after the bride, and he will return with the bride. But as it said in one place back here, what happens if she decides not to come? Abraham said, then you're not in danger. There is no problem if she decides not to come. And you see, that's a sad thing, because today, as he comes to get his church, only the true church will come. The rest will not respond. The rest will not listen to the Holy Spirit, because they're not real believers. And so we will collect the true church, and when the bride is made ready, then the Spirit will usher the bride home. And that's going to be a beautiful time. We call that the rapture of the church. Now, when we find this, we're going to begin just a little above where we quit reading here. And we're going to continue with this beautiful story and this beautiful picture of how Eliezer listened to his master's call and went after the bride for his son. We realize that that's such a beautiful picture of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the bride, the church, any true believer. It's a wonderful picture that we have. I'm glad that you've joined us today as we have looked at this picture. Please that you will read through that and look, see what you see. And then we're going to continue here in the last part of this chapter, because this is just part of it. You wait till we get to the rest of the story. I believe that you're going to enjoy and you're going to love the rest of the story. So I'm glad that you've joined us today. I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope that you're ready for the church to be raptured. But only if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior are you ready. Are you prepared? Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?